Select Angie Austin at checkout to save even more. That's ovationhair.com.
President Trump says the special prosecutor appointed to look into the Russia situation amounting to a witch hunt. Here's Lisa Carter.
President Trump is calling the Russia probe, quote, the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. He also claims there were illegal acts in the Clinton campaign and Obama administration that did not receive the same amount of scrutiny. He did not elaborate. In a statement yesterday, Trump said a thorough investigation, quote, will confirm what we already know. There was no collusion between my campaign and any foreign entity. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller has been named as special counsel to lead the Russia investigation. Lisa Carter.
The Federal Communications Commission set to start rolling back net neutrality today. Those are the rules that could have prevented internet service providers from blocking content, slowing down service, or prioritizing content, possibly for payment. The rules were passed by the FCC when Democrats had the majority. With only one Democrat now on the commission, the rules are widely expected to be repealed. USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
The soldier who leaked over 500,000 documents of classified information and then let out by President Obama, now free. Here's more on that story.
Chelsea Manning left the Army's disciplinary barracks at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas on Wednesday. Former President Barack Obama commuted Manning's 35-year sentence in the last days of his administration. A military court convicted Manning of leaking more than 700,000 documents to WikiLeaks in 2010 while serving as an intelligence analyst in Iraq. The transgender soldier who entered the Army as Bradley Manning celebrated her release by tweeting photos of her taking her first steps of freedom, a slice of what she called her first hot, greasy pizza, and her hand holding a glass of champagne for a toast, quote, to freedom and a new beginning. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Law enforcement in San Diego testing out a new machine that could be like a breathalyzer for drug use. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The San Diego police is using a machine called the Dragger 5000, which can confirm the presence of drugs using saliva. The machine tests for drugs like pot, meth, cocaine, and opiates like codeine. Law enforcement officials say the machine is needed after the state voted to legalize the recreational use of pot, but there's no level of impairment for THC like the legal blood alcohol content level of 0.08. Los Angeles and Denver are among the cities in the country that are already using the Dragger 5000.
The man credited with building Fox News, dead at the age of 77. The wife of Roger Ailes says the former chief of the network died this morning after falling 8 days ago and not regaining consciousness. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. You are listening to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. It's Thursday, May 18th. So where do business people go to get the most up-to-date information and ideas that they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, you know what? It's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I own Animal Brands, Rossmore Mentoring Group, which are DBAs under Califund Connection, LLC. I've had many, many years of experience in marketing and selling and forming businesses, and that experience is wonderful for helping, enabling me to help businesses to set goals and to achieve them. So I hope that you'll listen to this program on Thursdays. We are going to be switching to Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 4 in the first week of June. But right now we have programs here on Thursday afternoon on the radio station. Next week and the week after, I will have some guests for you to hear. So we're going to be talking about websites and I'm going to give you tips on different elements of a website that I think are important for each one of us. And of course, some of us will use more of these elements than others, but because I have opportunities to counsel business owners, many of whom want to start a website, they don't know where to begin and they don't know what to include on that website, I'm going to give you a list of those suggestions, and you may want to have a pencil handy so you can take some notes. But in the meantime, we need to take a look at the weather. So I came down here to Flemington from northern Hunterdon County this afternoon, and according to my car and according to the weather report that I'm viewing right now, it's 92 degrees out, so it's pretty warm, actually. This evening it will be partly cloudy with a low of about 67 degrees, and there will be some winds up to about 22 miles per hour. Tomorrow there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon, and otherwise will be mostly sunny with a high near 87, as there's about a 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, Friday night, mostly clear with a low of around 52 degrees, again a little bit windy from 7 to 9 miles per hour. On Saturday it will be mostly sunny, won't be as hot, it will be about a high of about 71 degrees, and on Saturday night partly cloudy with a low of about 47, so it won't, you can turn your air conditioner off Saturday night, it sounds like. And then Sunday partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. So when I come back later on in the program, we'll take a look at the extended weather forecast. But first I want to take a short break and then we'll get into the program for today.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking. Today the topic is going to be what elements should be included in your website. Websites are still very important. Of course, you need to have an integrated approach in your marketing, which means you need to have the website, you need to use social media, perhaps YouTube videos, blogs. These are all the things that people have to consider in marketing their businesses today, because your target audience and your customers will be looking at different resources before they make decisions to do business with you or business with anybody for that matter. So let's take a look at the items that should be on a website, and you may want to take some notes. If I've missed something, you certainly can get back in touch with me. My phone number is 908-832-9544. That's 908-832-9544. Give me a call this week or over the weekend, and I'll make sure that I mention what it was that I may have missed in my list of things, of points that need to be on a website. So let's get started. You need to have a logo, and there are many people who are just starting a business who are not exactly clear on what the logo should be. And of course, it has to be the company name. If you're not clear on how to design one, take a look at a website. Do a Google search on letter logos. I believe that rather than paying for a design, you can create your own logo by choosing a font that you find comfortable that represents your company. And if you do a Google search on letter logos, you will see literally hundreds and hundreds of logos that you've grown up with, and they may be the source of ideas for your business. Keep in mind that the logo, the font, the colors, all has to be the same on your brochure, on your business cards, and on your website. There must be continuity. And it's amazing how many times I've counseled small business owners who have different logos and colors on each of those locations. So there has to be the continuity. Now, below the logo and the name of the company, you may wish to put a tagline. And a tagline should be no more than 7 words, because if you have more than 7 words, believe me, it'll be hard to fit them onto a business card. And so think about the tagline. And I believe that the tagline should be reflective of the benefits that someone gains from doing business with you. So there is a website called Tagline Guru, and if you go to that website, you'll see reasons why you should have a tagline, how to create one, and you'll see examples of literally hundreds and hundreds of taglines that you've grown up with. So a tagline is not easy to create. One suggestion I have for you is to kind of play back in your mind what it is that people have said to you in terms of being pleased with the products and services that they've gotten from you. And I do believe that sometimes there is a message there that you can use in the copy that you're writing. Two of the taglines that I think are clever, and there's many, many out there, but Raymour & Flanigan, the furniture company, has a tagline that says, "Furnishing your style." And that's 3 words. And yet those 3 words explain what it is that they do and what you can get from their business. Keep in mind, people don't buy what you do, they buy what they get. They buy the benefits that they gain from having done business with you. Another tagline that I especially like, I believe it's an Ehrlich exterminating company. I could be wrong with the name of the company, but nonetheless, the tagline is, "The bug stops here." That's a benefit. That's what you get when you hire that exterminating company. The bug stops here, or the bug stops there. So take a look at the tagline and see if you can create one. And if you can, that goes on the website. It can go on your business card. It can go on your brochure. If you have a rack card, which is really the size of one panel of a trifold, you could put it on there as well. Also at the top of the website, I'd like to see a phone number. You have to make it as easy as possible for people to reach you. So put that phone number out there. Don't make people have to search and search on your website to figure out how to call you. And by the way, the phone number can be placed at the top of the website on each page as a masthead, but it also can go on the contact page. It's amazing how many companies will have a contact page that says "Contact Us," but the page has a form that people are supposed to fill out. Well, maybe people just want to call you. In fact, maybe you need to put your email address on that same page, along with the address of the business. So make it as easy as possible for people to get hold of you. And by the way, there are some people who are very reluctant to put their address on a business card or on the website, especially women and people that work out of their homes. If you're that concerned about it, then perhaps it's a good idea to get a P.O. box in the town where you're located, or somehow give people a clue as to where you're located, because I can't speak for other people, but for me, I need to know where a company is located. I want to have a sense that I know where they're coming from, because there may be some connections that I can make with the particular service provider. So that's another. So we have not only the logo, we have a tagline, but that we also want to make sure that you're easy to be reached by having the phone number, both on the top of the masthead of each page, as well as on the Contact Us page, where you also can have a form as well as an email address. And by the way, can you put, if there are several people working in the company, can you have their names listed on the Contact Us page with their titles? And they're going to have their own personal email addresses, so let's get those on there and see, make it easy for people to contact you. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the words that you put onto a website, and I'll give you some tips on some ideas that you can implement to get people to contact you, which is very important. But first, we have to break for a few messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm your host, Vicki Lynn Morgan. Hope you have a pencil handy because we're talking about all of the pieces and elements that need to go on the website so that your people, your audience, your target audience, and your customers become more engaged with what you do and what's in it for them to do business with you. So we've talked about the logo, the tagline, the importance of a phone number. When it comes to writing your messages on a website, I would like to see you talk about the fact that you understand where people are coming from. So many websites are what you call product-driven. They start up by saying, we do this and we do that. I think it's a good idea to consider what the problems are that your company solves, because if you don't solve a problem, you don't have a business. So what exactly can you say that clues people in to their becoming aware of the fact that you understand their problems? So I like to say make a statement on what people are looking for today, what's important to your target audience. Make that statement first, and then go on to say what you do. And you can talk about yourself, your company, some of the perhaps your educational background, the way you do business, and then follow up by saying the benefits that are gained by somebody who uses your services. So it's essentially a three-step process. It's stating a concern that people have, it's going on to say how you address that concern, and then offering the benefits. Because people don't buy what you do, they buy the benefits that they gain from having a business relationship with you. So think about that. And by the way, those three steps can also be used in writing a sales letter, and they can also be used even if you're giving an elevator speech. Let people know that you understand what their problems are and what you've done to help them resolve those issues. Now, another area on the website would be to have a white paper or an article, several articles that people can read and download. And in fact, a great way to get people to come to your website through a blog or through Facebook, for example, would be what's called a call to action. In other words, you can say, go to the website and read this article. And that gives people reasons to check you out, to not, what I say, knock on your door. You need people coming to you. I've been in sales for decades. And for some, I know that for some business people, it's very hard to figure out where they can find their target audience. But if you get some messaging out there through social media, through blogs, and through your connections offline, through networking, and you can say to somebody, go to my website and read an article, This helps to give you credibility, and it puts you at the top of their minds by doing that. So consider white papers and articles. In fact, there's a concept called consumer-generated media. There may be customers that you have, or there may be professionals in your industry who have already written articles that you might wish to feature on your website, in which case you would go to them and say, would you mind if I repeat your article, and I'll give you the credit for that. Another thing that I like to see on a website is a case study or a series of case studies. Now, a case study would demonstrate how you handle certain situations with your clients, and a case study description can pretty much follow the same template that I just gave you. So you can name, you don't have to name names if you don't wish to give away the customer's name, but you can say, this was the problem that this company had, this is what we did to resolve that problem, and this was the end result. And it can be short and sweet, it doesn't have to be lengthy, but you might ask the person whose case study it is to give you a testimonial at the end of that. So think about that, case studies. I've had clients who have been asked for case studies when they were making presentations. And in fact, I had one client who was a professional, an IT professional, and I had encouraged her to put case studies on her website. And lo and behold, a couple weeks later, she went to see a major pharmaceutical company to offer services, and the decision maker said, do you have any case studies? So she had already assembled them. She put them into a portfolio, which made a very nice presentation. And that's an example of leveraging information. Sometimes you don't have to create new information. You can use what you have already and apply it to the different forms of outreach and marketing tools that you're using. Another area that you want to consider would be photographs. And people read captions today. They also like to watch videos. So photographs could be before and after. It could be an interior designer who shows pictures of what the room looked before they did their work and what it looked like after. It could be for a beauty salon, what the client looked like without their hair being styled and what they looked like afterwards. So there are a lot of uses for before and after, and also videos can be put on your website. Some people like to put a number of a series of videos on their website, and they don't have to be lengthy. They can be 15, 20, 30 seconds at the most, but they can be on the website. So use them as much as that, especially the younger people, the millennials. They like to look at pictures and they like to watch videos for sure. Whenever you're making a list of information on a website or in a brochure, bullet points are really helpful. It makes the document easier to read, and in many cases you can eliminate words because you don't have to put a lot of words into a brochure or on a website. So consider perhaps indenting and then using bullet points alongside information that you're presenting. Also, on a website, you want to list the places where you're using social media, so whether it's LinkedIn, could be YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, but have their logos on your website and people can click on those and they'll go to those respective social media sites. Another thing is that people like to see if a company is connected with a professional trade association. So perhaps if you are connected to an organization, you should be putting their logos on your website. They don't have to have a space of prominence, but certainly having them there gives you more credibility, and it demonstrates the fact that you are 100% into the industry that you're involved in. Some people like to put a list of clients on their websites to show that they have been very active in recruiting and servicing clients. Now, there are some people that are afraid to put their customer list on their websites for fear that somebody's going to steal the customers. That's something you have to think about. But I think it gives you credibility when somebody can see a list of your clients. Another one, the industry that I'm in, I work in the pet industry, and there are manufacturers and distributors who will list the names of retail stores that carry the brands of products that these people are buying. So can you, if this applies, contact your retailers, or it could be wholesalers, but contact them and see if you can get their contact information on your website. So that it's like a dealer locator. So if you can have a dealer locator on there, it's really, first of all, it's an inducement for somebody to do business with you, but it also enables the end user to find your product or service out there in the big wide world. So again, a dealer locator is important. Also, what about the About Us page? That's another one that I'd like to make sure we have. The About Us page can be, you can talk about yourself. The words you and your are most important. So when it's not until you get to the About Us or you get to where you're explaining what you do that you can literally talk about yourself. In other words, you don't want to talk about yourself. It's interesting. There's a ratio. For every 4 to 6 times you mention the words you or your, you only talk about yourself once. So that would be we, us, me, my, our. Those words are not as important as the words you and your. Keep in mind, you're writing and you're speaking for the reader or the listener because it's all about them and what's in it for them to do business with you. You maybe have heard of the acronym WIFM, WIIFM. That stands for what's in it for me. When somebody's looking at your website, they're making a decision as to whether or not you're the right company to do business with. So keep that in mind. You want to talk about them and what's in it for them to do business with you. So going back to the About Us page, can you put photographs or headshots or perhaps group photos if you have a number of people working in the company? I believe that, people do business with people, not companies. So personalize it and put pictures on there. Perhaps I had a client one time who was in the construction business, and he took a picture of himself speaking to a client, and they were standing in a half-built house. So you could see all the rafters and you could see all the wood structure as it was being built. But that just showed people what he does and what his world of business is. And that would give more credibility to him. And besides, if somebody sees this fella someplace, they'll know who he is. They'll know what he does. So think about pictures. Don't be shy on that About Us page. Another tip for a website would be to feature a nonprofit page. Today, buyers are drawn to companies that are socially responsible, and you may have a favorite charity that you would like to highlight by giving them a page on your website. And I've talked to a number of people who become quite impressed with the company because of the fact that they're supporting a nonprofit. Of course, I do believe that if you're supporting a not-for-profit company or organization, they need to support you as well. So you might want to ask them to put you on a link on their website because you're also featuring information about them. But it just it shows that you're, again, so you're socially interested in community organizations and you're supportive of them. I don't think you need to give them money if that's not possible. But certainly supporting a nonprofit is a nice thing to do. Some people also put a field on their websites that's referred to as refer a friend. If you know someone who would benefit from doing business with your company, you might put a field on there so the visitor to your website can drop in the name and the email address of someone that they feel would benefit from what you do. So that's a refer a friend. The next one would be to have a place where people can sign up for a newsletter. And this would be important. First of all, it serves as a confirmation that you have permission to send people emails. A lot of these, probably most of the companies that send out emails, email blasts on your behalf, will not do business with you if they believe that you're spamming people. So if somebody fills out your form and they've told you it's okay to send me emails, then you've done what is referred to as permission marketing. So you want permission to communicate with somebody by email. So putting that join my list on your website can be very helpful. The last one that I have on my list would be testimonials. And it's so important for you to get feedback from your customers. And if you get some good feedback from them, ask them if they can put it in writing. If they don't put it in writing, then it would be a good idea to write down what they said and ask if this is what they indeed feel, how they feel about your company. Whether or not you use their name or their initials or the town that they live in, that's your call and their call. But I think having testimonials gives your website visitors a sense of what to expect from your company. So testimonials are very important. And when we come back for our next segment, I do want to talk about testimonials in particular, because there's a tremendous value in having testimonials on your website. So before we get to that point, we're going to have the news break and extended weather, and we'll go back and explore some of these areas a little bit more.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
23 individuals were injured in this incident, and that includes, tragically, one young woman who has passed away.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio on the scene in Times Square, where a car plowed into a crowd, leaving an 18-year-old girl dead. De Blasio said the suspect in custody.
The perpetrator is in custody. He's a United States citizen and a former member of the armed forces with the United States Navy. He has a criminal history.
Reports say the driver had numerous arrests for DUI. The chairman of the powerful House Oversight Committee preparing to leave Congress as soon as this summer. Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz had previously announced he wouldn't run for re-election. Now Politico reporting Chaffetz expected to announce an exit date of June 30th. USA Radio News.
Bikes, scooters, skates, and skateboards remain some of the most popular activities for kids today. But with nearly 50 children going to emergency rooms every hour, there's reason for concern. A new report by Safe Kids Worldwide and Nationwide's Make Safe Happen program finds that nearly 40% of parents say their child doesn't wear a helmet while riding. Safe Kids Worldwide medical advisor Dr. Marseille White.
Properly fitted helmets and other protective equipment are the single best way to protect kids while riding on bikes and other wheeled sports. No matter where your children ride, it's important to make sure they protect their heads, knees, wrists, and elbows for when they fall, so they can continue to ride happy and safe.
Safe Kids encourages families to practice safe riding together, wear properly fitted helmets, ride in safe locations, and follow the rules of the road. For more tips, visit safekids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. This program airs from 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursdays, and starting in June will be on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 4 o'clock. If any of our listeners would like to be interviewed on this program, and because they're interested in sharing some business tips, I'd love you to give me a call. The phone number is 908-832-9544. So taking a look at the extended weather, I have to mention once again, it's hot outside. It was 92 degrees when I arrived here. And tomorrow we're looking at some rain, possibly. It won't be quite as hot, but it'll be warm. On Friday night, this temperature will go down to 52, and then Saturday, a high near 71. So it's going to start getting a little bit cooler. Saturday night, a low of about 47 degrees. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 70. Now on Sunday night, there's a chance of showers after midnight, and probably a 50% chance. And it'll be mostly cloudy on Saturday. On Monday, the showers are likely, once again, with thunderstorms and also their possible afternoon time. There'll be a high of about 75 degrees and a chance of rain, maybe 70%. Monday night, a chance of showers again with a low of about 56, so we can start letting up on the air conditioning, I suppose. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. So we're really in the worst heat for yesterday and today, and the temperatures will sort of let up a little bit after this. So maybe you won't use quite as much electricity if you can turn your air conditioner off in a couple days from now. So we've been talking about websites and what should be on those websites, and I've given you quite a list of things to consider. So that's for the logo, the phone numbers, the tagline, the way you're going to word your opening pages on your website, also the organizations that you serve, perhaps a customer list, an online dealer finder, case studies, photos, videos, social media logos. These are all very helpful. Testimonials are also very helpful. And I just wanted to cover this topic to some extent because it really applies to all of us. So the question really is, why secure and use testimonial letters? So consider the skeptic's perspective. You always pay three vendors so they can serve as credit references. I see testimonials the same way. You always take care of three customers so they can stand as testimonials. Thus, testimonials are useless. This can certainly be true in some cases, yet let's consider the securing and the use of testimonials from the perspective of, one, the salesperson or the sales associate in your business, the customer writing the testimonial, the prospect reading the testimonial, and the company itself. So taking a look at the salesman perspective, why should they ask for testimonials? Consider that most salesmen, salespeople, or sales associates don't request testimonials. How many times have you been asked for one? Yet they gladly accept them if offered. Why not? Usually the salesperson doesn't ask because it's socially inappropriate behavior. Most of the salespeople are social sellers. They want to make friends. One salesperson summed it up this way: I don't ask my customers to do things for me. I do things for them. This contrasts with business sellers who want profitable customers. Business sellers know selling is a two-way street. It's okay to ask customers for help and testimonials, which can help create credibility and to close sales. So then the question is, what happens to salespeople when they do ask for testimonials? They begin to change. They see typical buyer-seller relationship is malleable. It doesn't have to be a master-serf relationship. It helps sales team members realize that they can challenge prospects and ask big fans to help the salesperson extend his or her good reputation. In a marketing sense, people like this are referred to as evangelists. You want evangelists in your business, and these are the people that you have delighted by going the extra mile. So what happens to salespeople when they and their team members receive testimonials? Testimonials certainly help sales team members see their company in a more powerful light. It helps to build self-confidence, which prepares the sales team for business development and helps inoculate sales team members against resistance and objections. The battle for sales takes place in the salesperson's mind. Testimonials help prepare the sales team to move forward in the face of adversity. So this goes for companies that have a sales team that's in a B2B situation, but it's also B2C. If you have a retail business and you have sales associates, it wouldn't hurt to ask those customers for a testimonial and tell them that you'd like to share that information with your other customers. It certainly helps to build credibility. And people like this are evangelists. Evangelists appreciate what you do, and they feel more a part of your business and knowing that they're being helpful to you. And also, an evangelist will defend you. They will help defend off the competition. If you do make a mistake, they're going to let you know, and they're also going to give you suggestions on ways to make your business services even better. So what about the customer writing the testimonial? Big fans are usually very happy to help salespeople extend their good reputations with testimonials and introductions, thus getting agreement to a testimonial identifies your customer as a big fan. It's like litmus paper, if you will. The testimonial sets up the request for an introduction. You can reasonably ask the customer, to whom can we send this to introduce our business? The testimonial letter is also a strong defensive strategy. After a customer thinks through and commits in writing to a testimonial, they are much less likely to give the next order to your competitor. Now, keep in mind that the loss of customers is significant for some companies. In fact, statistically, 68% of the loss of customers is due to poor customer service. So if you're going to ask somebody for a testimonial, your service has to be up to speed, because and of course you can't afford to lose that customer. As it is, the other percentage points are lost sometimes because people move away. They are stolen away by a competitor, or perhaps they pass away. So, in fact, when I teach classes in selling skills, we talk about the fact that you can have up to about a 30% loss of customers in a year's time. That's the kind of turnover. I had a client that it was actually a two-year kindergarten school. They have a 50% turnover of customers every year. So they're the ones that have to work very hard to keep their marketing message out there because they have to keep attracting new customers. So please don't stop marketing, and remember that it's cheaper to keep a customer than it is to find a new one. So going back to testimonials, what about the prospect who reads your testimonial? That serves many, many purposes. First of all, it helps to enhance your credibility in their mind, and it helps to develop a serious conversation with you. A testimonial read by a prospect helps to open your door. It gets people to knock on your door to find out more about what you have to offer and what's in it for them to do business with you. It's also a way of checking your references to see if you're the kind of company they want to be served by. A testimonial letter read by a prospect helps to move the selling situation forward, and it confirms the prospect wants the values discussed in the letter, and then helps you as the seller to find ways and to approach the customer to get a sale, to get them to say yes. So we're talking about a springboard to closing the discussion, or I would rather say earning the sale and opening the relationship. When you're facing the risk of an adverse prospect, testimonials can certainly be a great way to reduce the prospect's blood pressure. Now, what about the company's perspective when they read testimonials? This is the owner of the company and the team. Developing testimonial letters is a strong team-building project. When the entire team works on the project, they see how the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Strategically, testimonials help support two often neglected parts of the proving. The selling the economic justification of the order, and two, selling the company's consistency. Both of these are needed to secure the best possible price for the offer. Will testimonials cure all ills or close every deal? Probably not. However, without them, we can be defenseless before the skeptic. And here is the final thought. Although testimonials aren't bulletproof, we usually get credibility. And this gives us a much better opportunity to secure business and to keep it for the long term, because we have to look at customers in terms of the lifetime value of the customer. So please think about gathering testimonials. You can leverage testimonials, and the word leverage in marketing is extremely important. So those testimonials can go into your brochure. They can be on the website. You can put them into a presentation, a portfolio. Perhaps you can use them in a social media situation. But testimonials are important. Your audience will check you out in a lot of different ways before they make a decision to buy from you or to come back. So please give testimonial letters the all-important attention. Now we have a few breaks, and we're going to come back conclude today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. We have talked about elements of a website. There's a lot to think about. I will mention that the SBDC at Raritan Valley Community College has counseling, and we have a counselor by the name of Roland who can talk to you about your website. He teaches quite a few classes on marketing your company online, so I would encourage you to go to the SBDC to find out what kind of help is available for your business, for your specific business issues. And if you have that pencil handy, the phone number there is 908-526-1200, extension 8516. Either Kathy or Allison will answer the telephone, tell them what your problems are in business, and chances are there's a counselor that can help you out. Also, take those. Go to the website, SBDC website, and you'll see all the classes. There's a bunch of them, classes that you can take on learning how to market your business online. Now, another way of marketing your business would be through mobile marketing, and you can look at mobile marketing two ways. Typically, it's the use of your smartphones that people are thinking about when they talk about mobile marketing, but there's other ways that you can use mobile marketing concepts. For example, if you have a vehicle, a commercial vehicle, the signs on your vehicle, that's mobile marketing. And make sure that the signs are legible, that the phone numbers are big enough. There are companies that like to use an 800 number on their vehicle so it's easier to remember. Another idea that I love somebody to do, and if anybody and any of my listeners are doing this or plan to, please let me know. In fact, we have an email address, teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. There are QR codes, which are like, they're almost like square UPC codes, and you can create a free QR code on the internet, and people today are putting QR code readers on their cell phones. So just imagine what your reaction would be if you're at a stoplight and the vehicle in front of you has a big square QR code facing you. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I would get my cell phone, because most of us, I'm sure, travel with a cell phone handy, and then open up the cell phone and take a picture of that QR code, and you push a button and that will tell you more about the company. It might be a special offer, the message might be mention this QR code when you see the vehicle, and when you call in you get a discount perhaps, or free, some sort of a special offer. A QR code can lead to a specific page on a website. In fact, if it goes to a specific landing page, the number of visits to that landing page will tell the owners of the website if indeed the QR code is attracting attention. So that's mobile marketing. In fact, if I go a little further with QR codes, there are restaurants that will post a QR code on the outside of the restaurant, and when people open up the code with their cell phone, they can see the menus that the restaurant is offering. Also, think about retail spaces, storefronts. Well, the owner of that business is not going to be there 24/7. When they shut their doors at 5:30 or 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock at night, they're still paying rent for that space. What about putting a QR code outside the store in the window, perhaps? If people take a picture of it, they may learn through the QR code message that if they come back tomorrow and mention the fact that they saw the code, they might be getting a special incentive for coming back. So there's uses for QR codes, and I would put them into the category of mobile marketing. But beyond that, we're talking about codes that are, mobile marketing for yourself, for cell phones and for mobile devices, and it's a way to leverage the power for your business. So mainstream businesses are in a pitched battle with e-commerce sites. So to compete with the allure of online shopping, local merchants are exploiting every opportunity available to drive in-store purchases. So there are a number of ways that you can take advantage of mobile marketing to attract your business and demonstrate you are in the tech-driven world. So here are a couple points. 1 in 3 local searches on a smartphone happens just before the consumers visit a store. So that's interesting. That means that people are out and about and they're looking for businesses like yours. That means opportunities for you. In fact, Google decides which businesses will appear in local results by looking at 3 main factors. They're looking at profile consistency, content quality, and GPS location. To get the full benefit of this free form of mobile marketing, ensure your business's name and in terms of address and phone number are updated and correct all the time, and resist changing them. So be consistent so that Google will pick you up in their searches. Another key to ranking higher in local results would include continually introducing fresh, high-quality content to your website. Develop blog posts and articles around phrases that you know customers are searching for, and make sure to use the names of your neighborhood or part of town more often than the city name. So these kinds of mobile contact is worth considering. In fact, build on your mobile search optimization efforts by adding paid mobile advertising to your marketing mix. Two specific options might work well for you. One of them is called geofencing. Geofencing allows you to create a marketing perimeter around your business for perhaps it's a 5-mile radius, and you've made that decision based on knowing who your customers are and you know how far they travel to get to your business. So your mobile ad pops up only for prospects inside that fence. Just think how much more likely people are to take action and to come through your door if you hit them with a promotion when they're very close by. And it shows in how frequently ads serve inside the fence get clicked by mobile users. So here's an example. There's a convenience store in another state that markets through geofencing with offers that revolve around the time of the day. So for example, in the morning, they have special offers for coffee and breakfast items. On the average, the chain surpasses its targeted mobile and ad clicks through a rate of 18%. So this tells you that nearly 1 in 5 individuals to click on your ad to learn more is pretty impressive. Tap into geofencing options that might fit your needs by doing a simple online search, or reach out to local digital advertising agencies. So that's one of the things that you can think about. Now, I realize, we're talking about trends and fads. It's okay to take advantage of fads and trends. If it's a trend, you want to keep it going. If it's a fad, it's probably a short-lived situation. But while optimization for mobile search and mobile ads might be a longer-term tactic, being opportunistic with trends may be worth testing. So mobile marketing can get people to pay attention and to act, and there have been a lot of good positive things happening. But the key is to do what small businesses do best. You have to be nimble and responsive. If you can seize trendy opportunities while maintaining longer-term mobile marketing efforts, you'll be in the best position to master the power of mobile marketing. So also think about the fact that local mobile marketing opportunities are constantly morphing, and your main street tactics will have to continue to evolve to keep up. The good news is that we are only just starting to see the ways that mobile marketing can translate into foot traffic and sales for brick-and-mortar businesses. and by leveraging the playing field in this competitive marketplace. I think people are today are especially concerned because the internet businesses are really taking away from retail sales, and I think it's getting kind of scary at this point. So we've talked about your website and what elements should be part of that website, and we've talked briefly about mobile marketing. There's so much to do to keep business rolling today. I had a client one time who said, well, when we first started our business, we were doing really well, but after we were in business for a while, the customers faded away, and they were actually less, they'd had an empty pipeline. And she said, well, when we first started, we didn't have to market. The truth of the matter is you've got to stay alive and well, even through good times and slow times, by having your name out there in the marketplace. In fact, last week I did a presentation on summertime marketing. People they forget to market in the summertime. So please go back and listen to the archives in our programs, because I guarantee you, you're going to pick up some really good ideas that you can use in sustaining your business and reaching your goals. I came across a couple of quotes to finish up for today. One of them is from, I don't know who this fellow is, Roderick Stevens, but he said, faith in your own powers and confidence in your individual methods are essential to success. Another quote I found was, if at first you do succeed, it can give you a false sense of importance. And, you know, it's interesting. I met a woman yesterday that I counseled who was very successful in getting her food product into a big grocery chain, and that was so exciting for her, but she hasn't gotten into any others, and that big chain is becoming very demanding, and they may not reorder, and she's put her eggs in that one big basket. So there are a lot of companies that get the low-hanging fruit, or they skim, and once they've done that, they have to, the work begins, and they really are not clear on how to continue the growth of their businesses. And here's one final quote for the day. Success in business implies optimism, mutual confidence, and fair play. A business person must hold a high opinion of the worth of what he has to sell, and he must feel that he is a useful public servant. So that's the end of our program for today. I want to thank you for listening to Teachable Moments in Business. Please go to the Facebook page, Teachable Moments in Business, or send us an email with suggestions and tips. And if you'd like to be interviewed, you're more than welcome to send me a list of Tuesdays starting in June, Tuesdays that you would like to come into the studio here in Flemington. And I'd love to have some new folks coming by. So I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. The phone number is 908-832-9544. And I hope you have a great Friday and weekend, and that it's not too hot and not too rainy. And we'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
23 individuals were injured in this incident, and that includes, tragically, one young woman who has passed away.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio on the scene in Times Square, where a car plowed into a crowd, leaving an 18-year-old girl dead. De Blasio said the suspect in custody.
The perpetrator is in custody. He's a United States citizen and a former member of the armed forces with the United States Navy. He has a criminal history.
Reports say the driver had numerous arrests for DUI. The chairman of the powerful House Oversight Committee preparing to leave Congress as soon as this summer. Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz had previously announced he wouldn't run for re-election. Now Politico reporting Chaffetz expected to announce an exit date of June 30th. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A white police